Good morning. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Wyoming News and Ag. The University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources is hosting their annual Powder River Basin Forum on carbon ore, rare earth, and critical minerals. Multiple professionals, producers, and community members will be at the Northern Hotel today, April 24th, to hear and provide project updates. The day kicks off at 8:30 with Aaron Phillips from UW's Critical Minerals Program. 9 to noon will be the project overview and updates. The Core CM Projects aims to obtain critical minerals and materials from basins, specifically the Greater Green River Basin. Multiple other professionals from the University of Wyoming's Energy Department will be there to take part in roundtables. A couple of other knowledgeable speakers partaking in the roundtables include Marty Brown, Director of Workforce and Community Development at Gillette College, Jim Atchison of the Southeastern Montana Development Corporation, and Mark R. Amble, the Geology Manager at Navajo Transitional Energy. Four yearling cattle in Grand and Jackson counties have been officially confirmed by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife to have been killed by wolves. Grand County Commissioner and rancher Merritt Linke said that two of the yearlings had been killed and abandoned, and the other two only partially consumed. In the past 3 weeks, there have now been six confirmed depredations by wolves in the Middle Park. Stock Growers Association is requesting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service take care of the wolves responsible. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council have both released comments expressing their concerns about the BLM's Conservation and Landscape Health Rule. The rule makes changes to the leasing structure for federal landscape without direction from Congress. Specifically, the rule makes the multiple use of public lands at an equal use rate, which includes rearranging the priority of recreation, energy, mining, timber, and the most concerning for farmers and ranchers, grazing. Wyoming rancher and NCBA president Mark Isley said that changes that aren't based in law not only compromise the security of grazing on the landscape, but make cohesive management much more challenging. Public Lands Council President Mark Rober made the point that despite the council's repeated warnings to the BLM, the agency is forging ahead with a rule that threatens their ability to make sure even the most basic of functions can be delivered in a timely way. We'll be back right after this.
The sale worth waiting for, April 30th at Mile City Livestock Commission. Current Creek Angus is offering 45 black yearling bulls, 5 red yearling bulls, and a few females as well. Featuring sires like Payweight, Rising Capitalist, CAR Yeti, and several other leading sires. These bulls are made to work in the real world under real range conditions. Current genetics for current times. That's the Current Creek Angus sale, Tuesday, April 30th at Mile City Livestock. Catalog and online bidding at FrontierLivesale.com.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an agroliquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
This week, Earth Day was celebrated. In celebration, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon stated that July 17th will be the Wyoming Environmental Stewardship Day, which marks the date of the Environmental Stewardship Tour. This year's award recipient, due to their conservation efforts, was S&W livestock owners Don and Kathy Spellman and Dan and Lindsay Wood. The Wyoming Stock Growers Association is hosting the AgPAC raffle. Funds enable the Stock Growers Political Action Committee to support statewide and legislative candidates in the role of agriculture. Tickets start at $25 apiece, and the top prize is a Polaris Ranger worth $14,000. Producers who have graduated from a 2- or 4-year college program are eligible for the Farming and Ranching Student Loan Assistance Program. Those that plan to run the farm or ranch for at least the next 5 years and have graduated from a Montana college are applicable for the program that will help with financial aid in terms of paying off student loans. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Torres Small announced more than 700 clean energy projects, $194 million of it through the Rural Clean Energy Production Program. According to the press release, by expanding funds for use of wind and solar energy, the program will help agricultural producers and rural small businesses lower energy costs. One of the biggest investments includes a $536,000 grant to Yarborough Farms in Tennessee to install a solar array on its row crop farm. It is expected to save the family farm more than $32,000 a year. We'll be back to take a look at the cattle markets right after this.
As dawn breaks, there's nothing like the sight of a new calf. Getting them up and going is your first priority. And to keep them going and growing, you need the help of Nutrilix. Serving the cattle industry for 30 years, the folks at Nutrilix formulate their products with the highest level of nutrients for maximum performance. You run a good herd. Give them the best nutrition. Contact your local Nutrilix dealer or call 888-512-4200. Nutrilix, it's at home on your range.
The 2024 world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com.
The live cattle complex moved for a lower close yesterday after an extremely positive previous session. Packers have slowly built up supplies and reduced processing, so it is unlikely that cash cattle will trend higher this week. Feeder cattle have gained support so far this week. The lower placements number was just what the cattle contracts needed to get a boost early on. May feeders closed up 88 cents at 246.05, August up 93 at 259.40. June live cattle down 90 cents at 177.15. August down 90 as well at 175.50. DeGrand Angus bulls sold for $5,182 apiece on the average. The top bull sold to Lucky 7 Angus in Riverton, Wyoming for $12,000. In Phillips, South Dakota this week, Trask Angus yearling bulls sold for $5,226 apiece. Top headed to Weibo Angus in Lusk, Wyoming for $9,500. The bulls of the Bighorns in Buffalo, Wyoming, sold at an average of $5,757. We'll be back with the grains right after this.
Whether you are in-store or on the go, Western Ranch Supply makes it easy to get what you need. With our monthly delivery service, Western Ranch Supply takes the convenience of online shopping and provides a door-to-door experience you can trust. Unable to stop by one of our Billings or Great Falls locations? No problem. We provide delivery to all of Montana, Wyoming, and parts of North Dakota. Just call us for specific times and dates of delivery or visit us online at WesternRanchSupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country.
Waiting for opportunity to find the right insurance? Whether you're looking for a lower rate, in the market for a new home, a business owner, or just looking for a local agent with experience and a proven track record of success, there's no better time than now to talk about your opportunities. Contact your local Mountain West Farm Bureau insurance agent or visit online at MWFBI.com. Earning trust every day for 75 years. Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance.
The wheat contracts traded significantly higher again yesterday for the second day in a row. Let's go straight to the futures board and take a look. May Chicago wheat up 14 and 3 quarters of a cent at 585. July up 15 and a quarter at 602 and 3 quarters of a cent. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 13 and a quarter at 669. July up 12 and a quarter at 675. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 11 and a quarter at 608 and 3 quarters of a cent. July up 11 and 3 quarters at 614 and a quarter. May soybeans up 6 and a half at 1167 and a half. July up 5 and a half at 1182 even. May corn up 3 and a quarter at 443 and July up 2 and 3 quarters of a cent at 452 and a half. Well, thanks for joining us for the Wyoming Morning Market Report. I'm Grace McDonald.